Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, thanks for checking out this Pisano and Sandy podcast. So every day we put up the judgment zone. It's a case that we do, court case in air quotes, that we do on the morning show. So if you ever miss the verdict, it'll be right here in the podcast world. We're always on Facebook Live too while we're doing the judgment zone on the air. So today we let the tape roll. So this is all what went on the air and a little bit of behind the scenes, what was going on in the studio off the air too, right here on the podcast. It's a matter of who should fix the mailbox and who should pay for it. That's what's on trial today.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
What happened?
Okay, so this is the message that we got from a Buzz listener. And she says, someone hit my mailbox.
Oh dear, Judgment Zone time.
All of the snow that we got is pretty much what's keeping the mailbox standing.
Yeah, right?
So once the snow melts, the mailbox comes down. Anyhow, she says, I have an idea of who it could have been. I'm about 95% positive it was the neighbor's plow guy.
Okay.
So here's my question. Would I be jerk or justified to make the neighbor take care of it, whether they fix it themselves, pay for it themselves, or ask their own plow guy to fix it?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Jerk or justified, 222-2899, and we're also on Facebook Live.
Wow. Okay, so she's 95% sure that the neighbor's plow guy or gal hit the mailbox, broke it. Nobody said anything. No proof, right? No Ring doorbell cam pictures?
Oh, you know.
Okay, nothing there. We can only go on the evidence we have.
Yeah,
we can't request anymore.
She didn't say she had that.
Okay, so on her hunch, she thinks that she is a jerk justified to ask them to pay for it or ask them to ask the plow guy pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a jerk move.
Ooh.
Fix it yourself.
Ooh.
It'll cost you $30, $50.
What a pain in the ass.
So what? Don't be a jerk.
I don't know how to go about fixing a mailbox. How do you even do it?
Well, it depends.
I have to call my father.
Oh my God. It's just, if you particularly you screw it back onto the pole. If the pole's broken, you pull the pole out and put a new one in. Then you screw the box onto the pole.
Oh, my God. There's other things on my to-do list for my husband. Now I'm going to add this one. I'm just assuming the role of this woman right now.
Yeah, that was...
Sure. Like, I am... Yeah. I'm defending... I'm going to defend her.
That was very sitcom-y sounding.
My husband better get out there and fix that mailbox. Bick,
bick, bick, bick, bick, where's the laugh track?
I know, right? What do you
he
say?
He can hardly fix himself.
You think it's justified to go after the neighbors to fix your mailbox?
Ugh. Well, what's the big deal? Just knock on the neighbor's door and say, hey, listen, I think it was your plow dude. I don't know when your plow dude comes. I don't want to chase him down. Do you mind just telling him, hey, you clearly know you bumped into my mailbox. Yep, you broke it. Just fix it. I'm sure they have insurance or whatever they have. I'm sure it's happened before.
Mm. Talk about things to do. That's the last thing anybody wants to do.
Well, hey, you broke it. You broke it. You
it's vague.
It, you
what is your what is your call on this? Jerk or justified?
Well,
to talk
say,
to a neighbor.
I'm going to defend her. I represent her, and my client has a very valid point, and I say she's justified.
Justified. I say jerk. It's the last thing you want is to cause strife with any neighbors, even if you're friends of theirs. It's even worse when you know them. So a lot of people don't know their neighbors. Yeah, of course it does. Listen, my mother-in-law hit my across-the-street neighbor's mailbox. I fixed it. I replaced it. I know. I saw it. She did it. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. You thought it was funny, obviously, because it's not a big deal.
Well, see, you didn't mind. You felt terrible, and you fixed it.
Yeah,
so
but if, he
if she goes to her neighbor and says, listen, this is what happened, the neighbor would probably feel terrible and want to fix it.
And
that.
You said, I think was your plow guy. So that's where it gets into dicey territory. Oh, I got calls coming in. 222 Buzz on the Judgment Zone. Is it jerk or justified to go to the neighbor and say, hey, your plow guy, you ruined my mailbox?
Yeah, just like that. Just do that. Hey, your plow guy, my mailbox.
Gone. Broken. Fix it. Thank you. Call us. 222 Buzz. 222-2899 is the Judgment Zone. Vote jerk or justified. Okay? Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello? If you were music, you would be all in staccato.
I'd be staccato.
Hey, you, mailbox, fix it.
Go. Here we go. Hey. You're right. I'd be like Joe Piscopo's sports report. You remember him? Remember Joe Piscopo on Saturday Night Live?
Okay.
He'd be like, Yankees, one.
Like, that's you.
Slid it to third base, 37-2. Here we go. Good morning, The Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
I have to say it's jerk because, honestly, it's Rochester. It's snow. These things should be expected. Get your lazy you-know-what out there and fix your...
You can't be a plow guy just banging into everything and not worrying about it. There's got to be... You got to take some kind of responsibility.
But, Sandy, I used to plow myself. I have friends that plow and you know, it's one of those things where damages happen, accidents happen.
So that makes it okay?
But the thing is this past snow was heavy.
Yeah.
Our plow guy had, I'm not going to say because I don't know if it's appropriate, but he had an HE double hockey stick of a time pushing the snow. And it's like when you get snows that are like that, as soon as you get it going, you just go with it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when you can get it going like that again.
Okay, but wouldn't you want, as a business owner, because you said you're plow guy, so I'm assuming you own the business. Wouldn't you want to take the responsibility and say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It's okay that you did it, but you got to fix it.
I mean, me personally, I would, because I'm just that nice of a guy to do it.
But then again, nice as a homeowner.
Yeah, but then the whole thing is that this lady isn't 100% sure it was the plow guy. It's not like he left his license plate in the snow, you know?
Right.
Right.
And me as a homeowner, at some point I would just suck it up and say, you know what? It's Rochester. It's snow. These sort of things happen, and I'm just going to do it myself.
I always say we needed a new one anyway. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's how I see it.
Thanks, man. All right. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified? You're on the Judgment Zone.
Oh, it's jerk.
Yeah. No. Don't just leave the neighbors alone. You want to get shot?
You got a hunch? Give me a break. I got a hunch that somebody owes me $100. Doesn't mean I'm. It's right.
Track them down, Don. I'll track them down for you. Who's this person?
It could be you.
they
want
you.
Their mailbox fixed, call the town until they knocked it over.
Yeah, it could have been the town, too.
Oh!
So you don't know. And you know
wait
what?
Wait a minute. Is that a thing?
Can I tell
this woman to call the town?
They hit my neighbors every single year.
Do they
and
really?
She's the only one on this side of the street they knock over, and they fix it every year.
Yeah, but they're going to do a shoddy job.
No, they do a beautiful job. Brand new mailbox, brand new post pounded into the ground.
Nice.
They come back out in the spring and concrete it in.
Wow, nice.
Hey, she pays taxpayer dollars. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it, I think, okay if you ask the town.
So 95% of the time, the town won't even question because they knock them over like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
They have all these new wing guys who don't know what the heck they're doing, and they get whacked over.
You know, it takes two to plow, right, Sandy, on these big trucks.
That was funny.
It does.
Do I have to point to the laugh track again?
No, it wasn't a joke.
You got the plow guy and the wingman.
I thought you were trying to make a joke.
No, you're dense.
I'm dense?
There's a plow guy and a wing guy, an actual wingman who runs that big wing.
You said it takes two to plow.
Yeah.
I thought you were making a joke. I thought you were trying to be funny. I thought you were trying to be a little dirty.
Jeez. Don, she's got a dirtier mind than both of us this morning.
Anyhow.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Jeez. Hi, The Buzz. How are you? Trucker Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Trucker Al, where are you today?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. How's it? What do you think about this plow thing? Is it Trucker Justified it to go to the neighbor and be like, hey, it's either you or the plow guy got to fix my mailbox?
I'm saying jerk.
Yeah,
I think she's assuming that it was somebody. It very easily could have been the town plow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now a sub question to this, because Don brought it up. How about if you pass the buck to the town and call the town and say, I think your guys busted up my mailbox. Is that okay?
If you know for a fact that the town did it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't know for a fact. We don't know for a fact. We're 95% sure. We don't know for a fact.
No, so then you're replacing it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's jerk too. Okay.
Thanks, man. Drive safe, Trucker Al. Hey.
I like that town angle.
Anyway, I could screw the man.
Well, I'm just assuming this woman's husband and she doesn't know how to fix it, because I don't know how to fix a mailbox.
It's not like there's moving parts or anything.
I don't know. If my husband tried to fix it, it'll probably fall over every big gust of wind. He'll put a hockey stick in the ground.
Duct tape the bell mailbox to it.
He'll duct tape two hockey sticks on either side of the mailbox and stand it up.
I bet you there is a Sabres fan who has two hockey sticks holding up a mailbox.
For aesthetics. But my husband would do it just because he doesn't know how to do it. And he knows how to work a hockey stick and a duct tape. And a duct tape.
And a duct tape. Are you sure? Are you from Mars?
I am going to put a sub. We're going to do a sub trial here with doing the town.
Oh, boy. Our ratings are going to go up with all the town supervisors. They're going to love us. Let's see here.
You're so. Such a scaredy cat. You're so worried about politicians not liking you. It's
well,
weird.
I don't give a. No, I'm just saying right now. I don't like to blame. I don't like to blame town, like to the town if you're not sure, you know, or wherever you live, if you're not sure. That's those people
you
I don't
pass
like.
Blame all the time.
I would not do that to my town of Webster. I would never do that.
So why do you not protect other people, but you protect the town?
What do you mean other people?
Yeah, I'll start taking notes when you blame. Like stealing your bleach wipes. You easily pass the blame to my husband. You have no idea.
I have evidence.
But yet you won't pass blame to the town?
No. I like
you're
I like,
weird.
I like big companies and corporations and municipalities. They're my friends.
Because you're a scaredy cat.
No. I pay
scaredy
what I
cat.
Pay. And I love paying taxes. I don't question what I pay. I'm that kind of guy. I love it. I get to live where I live. If I don't like it, I can move. That's it. I would never call those, like one of those people that call down to get their property tax down. Unless it goes like outrageous, then I would never do that. Assessment, is that what they call it?
You don't even know what your property tax is, probably. You're
yeah,
removed
I do.
From your finances.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
That's I just pay it, product. Whatever. See, the thing is, I have a house payment, so it's all rolled in, so it doesn't bother me. I don't see it.
There, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't even know when it goes up.
Well, yeah, I do. I know if it goes up, then my mortgage payment goes up. I got to move this 30 seconds. Hold on.
Yeah, I wouldn't fight it. I didn't fight, but it's because it's too much work. And I have everybody.
It's Friday, 99 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning. The Judgment Zone is on. And I told Sandy, it's really snowed in the Rochester area when the plows go by, and then you come out the next morning, and then there's a shelf where they came out and kind of cut in, you know, mm-hmm. like there's like two tiers. You know it's been snowing, and that's what's been happening around here lately. And someone found their mailbox all messed up.
Yeah, we got a letter from a letter. Listen to me. We didn't get a letter. We did not get a letter.
We got
people.
A telegram. Western Union showed up with the little cap, like the little cap that Tom Hanks wears in Polar Express. Excuse me, ma'am. You have a telegram.
Well, you know, we are the buzz. We're old people. Oh, but that's how we do it. Anyhow, I'm just teasing. We got a Facebook message.
Yes.
She said that someone hit her mailbox. She's 95% sure it's the neighbor's plow guy. Mm-hmm. So can she go to the neighbor and say, hey, listen, hey, I think your plow guy hit my mailbox. Can you guys fix it? That make her a jerk or justified?
222 buzz. That's one of those double zero intros. Good old Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon. oh, Bonnie.
What?
I just said Bon, Bonnie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a listener commenting.
No.
Oh. Bonnie? Who calls Bon Jovi Bonnie?
Nobody, but...
Okay, more calls. Let me see if I can share this here. Quick. Boom. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Drive safe, Trucker Al. Here we go. Off. Up. And on and off and up and on. Good morning, the buzz. It's the Judgment Zone. Hey, Trick or Justified. Hello. Hi there. We've been hung up on.
Maybe they're putting the letter in the mail.
Hi, the buzz. Good morning, Trick or Justified.
Oh. Such a jerk move. You don't even prove it. You gotta be able to prove it. You know?
Well, does it hurt to just ask though?
Just to ask?
Just to say, hey, listen.
You
went high pitch there.
You both
all right,
did.
Sub question.
You gotta have a ring. You gotta have video proof. Mm. You can't just bank. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoever, you got to watch the People's Court and Judge Judy. You know?
I've got to have a fender. I have to have a fender with a license plate on it next to my mailbox in order for proof. All right, here's the sub question.
So now, because somebody brought up earlier in court, could you point the finger at the town and say, hey, listen, can you guys fix it? Because chances are they'll
do
it for you.
We got a new mailbox, yeah.
Okay, yep, so the town is okay to blame without 100% proof, but not the neighbor's dude.
Yes.
Okay.
I would not stir up beef on my neighbors over that.
Yeah.
Blame
okay.
it on them. Not worth it.
Especially during Lent.
No.
It was a meat joke. Nobody got it.
Call the town. Mm-hmm. Tell them the mail. You know, the plow did it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Love
bye.
You. Okay. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Thought that was funny. Don't stir up any beef. I said, especially on Lent, and nobody ever even.
This is the problem. You want reaction too much where you'll stop everything until you get the reaction.
Drive safe, Trucker Al. I know. I'm a failure. A massive failure. But I just keep trying.
Oh.
Like the little engine that can't.
Right.
Yay. There's that. What does my wife want? All right. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. It's the Judgment Zone. Sandy Waters, you've got it going on. You've got that telegram or what was it? Pigeon carrier pigeon letter that got to us somehow.
We get a message from a listener and she said, let me read it verbatim. Someone hit my mailbox. All the snow we got lately is pretty much the only thing that's keeping it standing. I have an idea of who did it. I'm about 95% positive it was a neighbor's plow guy. So here's my question. Would I be jerk or justified to make the neighbor take care of it, fix it, or ask her plow guy to fix it? Jerk or justified?
There's no way I would kick the bee's nest.
And kicking the bee's nest, that's even just saying, hey, neighbor, I think it was your plow guy. I don't know if I would be angry at a neighbor for doing that.
Nah. If someone came to me and said, hey, listen, I think your plow guy wailed on my mailbox, that immediately starts tension.
Whether it's even if
it's true or not. Say if it's true, and she only says 95%. Even if it's true, then your tension is your feeling bad about it, okay?
Okay. All right.
And if it's not true, then the tension, the emotion that you have there is like, well, blow it out your butt, buddy. No, he didn't. So the best thing to do is to not say anything and fix it yourself. It is a jerk move to ask the neighbor, hey, I think your guy hit my pole. Hey.
All right. So in the Judgment Zone, if this is the first time you're ever listening to our Judgment Zone, in like, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, whatever, in before we end this conversation right here, we will come to an agreement. Mm-hmm. We will have a definitive verdict in this case. So let's go to the calls, 222-2899.
You want to say justified because you're embarrassed about it?
Well, no, I'm just going to represent her. I'm going to defend her.
I don't
think it would hurt just to say, hey, heads up, I think.
Okay, that's Buzz. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
I have to say it's jerk because, honestly, it's Rochester. No, these things should be expected. Get your lazy you-know-what out there and fix your...
You can't be a plow guy just banging into everything and not worrying about it. There's got to be... You got to take some kind of responsibility.
But, Sandy, I used to plow myself. I have friends that plow. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's one of those things where damages happen, accidents happen.
So that makes it okay.
But the thing is this past snow was heavy.
Yeah.
Our plow guy had, I'm not going to say because I don't know if it's appropriate, but uh-huh. He had an HE double hockey stick of a time pushing the snow. And it's like when you get snows that are like that, as soon as you get it going, you just go with it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when you can get it going like that again.
Okay, but wouldn't you want, as a business owner, because you said you're plow guy, so I'm assuming you own the business. Wouldn't you want to take the responsibility and say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It's okay that you did it, but you got to fix it.
I mean, me personally, I would, because I'm just that nice of a guy to do it.
Yeah, but you are a nice guy.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that this lady isn't 100% sure it was the plow guy. It's not like he left his license plate in the snow, you know?
Right.
Right.
And me as a homeowner, at some point I would just suck it up and say, you know what? It's Rochester. It's snow. These sort of things happen, and I'm just going to do it myself.
I always say we needed a new one anyway. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's how I see it.
Thanks, man. All right. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified. You're on the Judgment Zone.
Oh, it's jerk.
Yeah. No. Don't just leave the neighbors alone. You want to get shot?
You got a hunch? Give me a break. I got a hunch that somebody owes me $100. Doesn't mean I'm. It's right.
Track them down, Don. I'll track them down for you. Who's this person?
It could be you.
They probably
if they want their
you.
Mailbox fixed, call the town until they knocked it over.
Yeah, it could have been the town,
oh!
too. So you
Ooh.
Don't know. And you know
wait
what?
Wait a minute. Is that a thing?
Can I tell
this woman to call the town?
They hit my neighbors every single year.
Do they
and
really?
She's the only one on this side of the street they knock over, and they fix it every year.
Yeah, but they're going to do a shoddy job.
No, they
you
do
know.
A beautiful job. Brand new mailbox, brand new post pounded into the ground.
Nice.
They come back out in the spring and concrete it in.
Wow, nice.
Hey, she pays taxpayer dollars.
Well, so
and
do
that's
I.
On,
yeah.
that's, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes it, I think, okay if you ask the town.
So
95% of the time, the town won't even question it because they knock them over like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
They have all these new wing guys who don't know what the heck they're doing, and they get whacked over.
You know, it takes two to plow, right, Sandy, on these big trucks.
That was funny.
It does.
Do I have to point to the laugh track again? No.
No, it wasn't a joke.
You got the plow guy and the wingman.
I thought you were trying to make a joke.
No, you're dense.
I'm dense?
There's a plow guy and a wing guy, an actual wingman who runs that big wing.
You
that comes
said
back
it
up.
Takes two to plow.
Yeah.
I thought you were making a joke. I thought you were trying to be funny. I thought you were trying to be a little dirty.
Jeez. Don, she's got a dirtier mind than both of us this morning.
Anyhow.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Jeez. Hi, the Buzz. How are you? Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Trucker, Trucker Al, where are you today?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. How's it? What do you think about this plow thing? Is it jerk or justified to go to the neighbor and be like, hey, It's either you or the plow guy got to fix my mailbox.
I'm saying jerk.
Yeah.
I think she's assuming that it was somebody. It very easily could have been a town plow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now a sub question to this, because Don brought it up. How about if you pass the buck to the town and call the town and say, I think your guys busted up my mailbox. Is that okay?
If you know for a fact that the town did it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't know for a fact. We don't know for a fact. We're 95% sure. We don't know for a fact.
No, so then you're replacing it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's jerk too. Okay.
Thanks, man. Drive safe, Trucker Al. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Oh, such a jerk move. You don't even prove it. You got to be able to prove it, you know?
Well, does it hurt to just ask, though?
Just to ask?
Well, just to say, hey, listen.
You
went high pitch there.
You both did.
All right, sub question.
You got to have a ring. You got to have video proof. You can't just think, oh.
Yeah.
You got to watch the People's Court and Judge Judy. You know?
I've got to have a fender. I have to have a fender with a license plate on it next to my mailbox in order for proof. All right, here's a sub question.
So now, because somebody brought up earlier in court, could you point the finger at the town and say, hey, listen, can you guys fix it? Because chances are they'll do it for you.
We got a new mailbox. Yeah.
Okay, so the town is okay to blame without 100% proof, but not the neighbor's dude.
Yes.
Okay.
I would not stir up beef on my neighbors over that.
Yeah.
Blame it on them. Not worth it.
Especially during Lent.
No, it was a move.
It was a meat joke.
We got it.
Call the town. Tell them the mail. You know, the plow did it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Love
bye.
You. Okay. Yeah, I try.
Okay. So.
Thought it was funny. The beef joke during Lent.
I laughed at your other joke that wasn't a joke. I didn't laugh at this joke, and now all of a sudden we have to stop the court. To laugh.
Your sense of humor is just amazing.
Okay, everybody, we're going to pause for a moment in the courtroom. Can everyone just laugh for a second? Ha, 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 ha.
There you go.
Okay, it's been ruled a jerk to go to the neighbor, but justified to call the town.
God.